Today, we'd like to see the title of a seal in Nehemiah chapters 10 and 11. To the souls on this online world through podcasts or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 10, verse 1, now those who placed their seal on the document were Nehemiah, the governor, the son of Hilkiah and Zedekiah. What does it mean in the scripture? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In chapter 10, verse 31, if the peoples of the land brought the waste over any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and we would forego the seventh year's produce and the exacting of every debt. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3. In chapter 11, verse 3, these are the heads of providence who dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah, everyone dwelt in his own possession in their cities. Israelites, priests, Levites, Netinim, and descendants of Solomon's servants. What does it mean, and who were Netinim? In the last time in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 38, and because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, our leaders, our Levites, and our priests shall act, make a sure covenant in the next chapter 10. God, because of all of this, we want to make a covenant with you. We are going to serve you. We're going to be your people. Captivity return, right here, the reference, second return and third return from 70 years of Babylonian captivity. Here, under Ezra's leadership, that is Ezra chapter 7, 1-10-44, in the second return in 458 before Christ, the temple of God had been rebuilt. In the third return, in 444 before Christ, under Nehemiah, the city wall was rebuilt and so secured. Chapter 10, verse 1. Now those who placed their seal on the document were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hilkiah and Zedekiah. Sealing Israelites. Question 1, verse 1. The covenant that God had made with Israelites in the days of Moses was restored when they possessed the promised land some upon Mount Gerizim to pronounce the blessing if they kept the covenant, the law of God, the statute, and the judgments. The other were up over Mount Ebal to pronounce the curses if they failed to keep the covenant. Here, Israelites agreed with sealing to keep the covenant following God. After you are guided by God with His counsel, you will be received by God to glory in heaven from earth. So they meditate it day and night. Here, through prayer, we as the followers of Jesus need to meditate the Word of God by the sealed and dwelling Spirit of Christ in each of us, taking His yoke or calling to each of us, causes rest in each soul, because He is gentle and lowly in heart. His yoke or calling is easy, and His burden or duty to each of us is light. All cross-reference right there. Verse 2, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashu, Amariah, Malkaje, all in sealed people, all people sealed, then meaning accept God's promise, God's the law, God's judgment, that sense. Hatachi, Shebena, accept meaning bound to follow God's word. Maluka, Herin, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginihom, Baruch, Meshula, Obaja, Mija. Verse 8, Majiah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah, these were the priests. Here, verse 8, the priest placed their seal on the document, meaning be bounding to the covenant. Levites, Jeshua, the son of Azariah, Binui, of the son of Hanadad, and Kadmiel, their brethren, Shebani, Hadijah, Geletha, Peliah, Hanan, Mikah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Jaku. Verse 9, the Levite placed their seal. Jekar, several Odijah, Banai, and Beninu. 14, the leaders of the people, Paroah, Parhoth, Mor, Elam, Jatu, Bani, the leaders of the chiefs of the people placed their seal. Bernu, Azariah, Beber, Adoni, Bigabai, Adin, Atu, Hazakiah, Aju, Hodaja, Hashum, Beja, Harif, Hanathoth, Neba, Magipa, Meshuliah, Hel, Hejire, Meshejabel, Jaduk, Jadua, Pelatia, Hanan, Ananiah, Hoshea, Hanai, Hashir, Haloheshi, Phila, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabuna, Maasia, Aiza, Hana, Aran, Maluk, Harim, and Bana. 28. Now the rest of people, the priests, and right now, 28 up to 38, the Israelites' duties. The singers and Nahum, all those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the land of the Lord God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding, knowledge and understanding of covenants, these joined with brethren, their nobles, entered into curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given to by Moses, the servants of God, and to observe them, do all commandments of the Lord, our Lord, and His ordinances, His statutes. In 30, we would not give our daughters as wives to the peoples of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. The intermarriage then resulted in idolatry. For example, King Solomon's intermarriage with 1,000 foreign women caused his heart turned after other gods, not loyal to the Lord his God. In Old Testament, it was prohibited due to turning heart after the idols. In the New Testament time, the unequal yoke between believers and unbelievers is prohibited rather than mere racial the difference. Racial difference is not really issue here. 31. If the peoples of the land brought wares of any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and we would forego the 7th year's produce and exacting over every debt. The neighboring village people would bring into the city their handiwork, vegetables, fruits, and so on to sell in the city on the Sabbath day when they worship God. The Israelites were forbidden to buy them inside the city due to the distraction of a focus on God. In the seventh year, you let the land rest so that the poor or the beast may eat what they leave on the land. Also, seventh year, every creditor released the debt of every debtor, but nobody has become righteous by keeping the Sabbath law, because our flesh is nothing good. Although law is good and holy, so in the New Testament time, we can be righteous upon faith in the Lord, the Son of Man, of the Sabbath, by serving in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the latter of law, working according to spirit, not the flesh to keep law. One person esteems one day, Saturday or Sunday, above another weekday. Another esteems every day alike. So like Paul, I'd like to observe every day to the Lord. As long as the Lord is in my heart, every day is a Sabbath day, every year is seventh year. So all cross reference right there. Verse 32. And we made the ordinances for our Sabbath to exact from our Sabbath yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of the Lord. They would give a 1/3 part of a shekel every year over the support of the temple so that they can continue the ministry within the temple. It was a sort of a tax. This was a commitment of the believers. In New Testament time, we are told a cheerful give, not grudgingly or of a necessity. God only accepts the willing mind offering. That's New Testament time. 33. And the showbread for the regular grain offering, for the regular burnt offering of the Sabbath, the new moons and the set feast, for the holy things, for the sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and all the work of the house of God. We cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for bringing the wood offering into the house of God according to our fathers' houses at the appointed times year by year, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. 35, and we made ordinances to bring the first fruit over our ground, and first fruit of all fruit of all trees, year by year, to the house of the Lord. To bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstborn our herds and our flocks to the house of our God, to the priest who minister in the house of God. The firstborn among men and beasts was given to God, but God took the Levites instead of all the firstborn among Israelites. 37, to bring first the fruit of our dow, our offerings, the fruit from all kinds of trees, the new wine and oil, to the priest, to the storeroom of the house of our God, and to bring the tithes of our land to the Levites, for the Levites should receive the tithes in all our farming communities. Bringing in a tenth part of your crops and all was to support the Levites who ministers within the temple, because the laborer is worthy of his wages. In the New Testament time, donors should have a ready heart, such as justice, mercy, and faith to bring the tithes, otherwise God would not accept it. 38, and the priests, the descendants of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive tithes, and the Levites shall bring up a tenth of the tithes to the house of God, to the rooms of the storehouse. For the children of Israel and children of Levi shall bring the offering of the grain, of the new wine and the oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are, where the priests who minister, the gatekeepers and the singers are, and will not neglect the house of God. Now chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, dwellers in Jerusalem. Now the leaders of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem. The holy city, the 9/10 were to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all of the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. The rebuilt city of Jerusalem with wall was secure, but was not convenient. So by lot, dwellers within the city of Jerusalem were chosen with a few volunteers to dwell therein. Verse 2-6, Judah dwellers in Jerusalem. They are the heads of province who dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah, everyone dwelt in his own possession in their cities. Israelites, priests, Levites, Netim, and descendants of Solomon's servants. Netim was the Gibeonite who were the hewer of wood, drawers of water for the congregation, for the altar of the Lord, covenanted with Joshua. They were assigned to David, Solomon, and others, being transferred to the temple service. Or cross-reference right there. Also in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin, the children of Judah, Atalai, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Malalal, the children of Perez, the Maaseiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kol, Hosea, the son of Haziah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joari, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shiloni, and the sons of Perez who dwelt at Jerusalem, who 468 valiant men or courageous men. 7-9, Benjamin dweller in Jerusalem. These are the sons of Benjamin. Salu, the son of Malum, the son of Joeth, the son of Pedahi, the son of Kolai, the son of Messiah, the son of Itiel, the son of Jediah, after him, Kabal Salai, 928. Joel, the son of Zichri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Shenua, was the second over the city. Verses 10-14, priests in Jerusalem. Of the priests, Jedua, the son of Joari, and Jekin, Seraiah, the son of Hikiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Jadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, was the leader of the house of God. Their brethren who did the work of the house were 822. And Adaiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Peliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pash, the son of Malachijah, and his brethren, heads of the father's house, were 242. And Amasai, the son of Azarel, the son of Ahijah, the son of Meshulamath, the son of Immer, their brethren, mighty men of valor, were 128. Their overseer was Jadiel, the son of one of the great men. Verses 15-18, Levites in Jerusalem. Also, the Levites solemn the son over Hashab, the son of Ajurim, the son of Hashem, the son of Benu, the Shabbateh, Jodah, of head of Levites, had the oversight of the business outside of the house of God. Metan, the son of Mika, the son of Jaddi, the son of Ashab, the leaders who began the thanksgiving with prayer. Bakubkai, the second among his brethren, and Abdabah, the son of Samua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and the Levites in the holy city were 284. 1924, servants in Jerusalem. Moreover, the gatekeepers or porters, Akub, Talum, and their brethren who kept the gates were 172. And the rest of Israel, the priests and Levites were in the cities of Judah, everyone in his inheritance. But the Netim dwelt in Ophel. The Zia was the capital were over the Netinim. 22. And the overseer of Levi Jerusalem was Uzziah, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Mika, over sons of Asaph, the singers in charge of the service of the house of God. For it was the king's command concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers, a quarter day by day. Pattaiah, the son of Meshezabai, over the children, Jerah, the son of Judah, was the king's deputy in all matters concerning the people. 25-36, dwellers outside of Jerusalem, and as for the village with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt to Kiriath, Arba, and its village, Dibon, its villages, Jacobezel, its villages in Jeshua, Maladok, Beth, Hazar, Shuda, Bidesheba, and its village in Jikal, Mekarbs, and its villages, and Enrim, Jorah, Jemnu, Janoah, Abdubul, and their villages in Rekans, and in Philos, in Azekah, and its village. They dwelt from Bidesheba to the valley of Hemon, and the children of Benjamin from Geba dwelt in Mikamashi, Azar, Bethel, and their villages in Anathoth, Lobrabs, Hazar, Lama, Gittim, in Haldot, Jebulun, Nebalit, and Lor. On Lot, one the valley of a craftsman, some of the Judean divisions of the Levites were in Benjamin. So we covered all three questions. Let's pray all mission effort. Particularly, we point out delivery of the word of God, you know, in season, out of season, we are delivering. So we pass out, you know, God's word, you know, to whenever, you know, when we order the donut or hamburgers, we give it. The receptionist and give his mission card and kind of thing. Keep on prayer for Peru and other Latin America to turn back, you know, to the truth. So today is dominating capitalism, materialism. They tend, you know, shying off from the truth. That is might be and apostasy. So yeah, if you don't love, you know, the word of God, you know, easily the risk to fall into apostasy. So the last one, page 37, equip, you know, the Parsi people. So continue to keep on praying for Iranian and Afghanistan. May God bless you, everyone. Let's sing all together, Maranatha song.